With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Several victories for Democrats Tuesday's Iran Mamdani, now the newly elected mayor in New York City. In New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, the new governor, and Abigail Spanberger has won Virginia's election for governor. California voters approving a plan to overhaul that state's congressional district boundaries. A major deal for the world's leading cloud platform.
OpenAI has signed a 7-year, $38 billion agreement with Amazon Web Services to use thousands of NVIDIA GB200 and GB300 GPUs across AWS data centers. This transformative deal boosts Amazon Web Services' AI infrastructure prominence, potentially shifting the cloud industry's competitive dynamics. Bob Agnew reporting.
One of Tesla's biggest investors, Norway's sovereign wealth fund, says it will vote against a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk. Here's Rich Thomason.
A package that could net Musk up to $1 trillion over a decade. There will be more than a dozen company proposals up for a vote Thursday during Tesla's annual meeting, but none has generated more controversy than Musk's potential pay package. The fund has a 1.16% stake, number six among institutional investors. Barron Capital Management, which holds about 0.4% of Tesla's outstanding shares, says it will vote in favor of the compensation package. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump's power to impose tariffs coming before the Supreme Court Wednesday morning in a key test. Challengers say the president is illegally using an emergency law to claim nearly limitless tariff power. Trump administration says that law gives the president the power to regulate importation, and that includes tariffs. This is SRN News. A stern warning about sports gambling.
Betting on games has exploded in this country over the past 5 years, and college-age men are doing more of it than anybody else. Josh Hollinger, a professor of economics at Dort University, a Christian school in Iowa, is concerned. He tells the Gospel Coalition, quote, "I get the sense that it's quite common, even amongst Christian college students. When something is legalized and then is normalized by your peers, it feels safer to take part in." Michael Harrington reporting.
Pentagon has reportedly rolled out a new policy that will ban, or rather reduce, the ability of transgender troops who've been banned from the service to reverse that decision. Currently, a transgender service member can appeal to a panel of his or her peers to argue for the right to stay on active duty. Under the new rules, a military commander can override any decision of the peers. This is SRN News. Chrysler Jeep and a major recall. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Chrysler is recalling more than 320,000 Jeep plug-in hybrid vehicles due to a faulty battery that can fail and lead to a fire. Owners of the vehicles, which include Jeep Wranglers model years 2020 through 25 and Jeep Grand Cherokee model years 2022 through 26, are being advised to park their vehicles outside and away from structures until a fix for the problem is developed. Vehicle owners are also being urged to not charge their vehicles.
China has blamed the Netherlands for what it calls chaos in the semiconductor supply chain. Chinese Commerce Ministry says a standoff between the two countries over control of chip maker Nexperia could threaten global car production very soon. More details at srnnews.com.